Hello, everybody. Welcome to the E5 Podcast. This is episode number 6. It's a pleasure to be here today. Joining me on today's show is Richard Lee, Sam at our Lee. Sam, Richard, how's it going?
Good. I forgot that we even had a podcast, but...
Yeah, we are still a thing that exists, except for Tony. But we hope to be back after our unionized Christmas break. So
Unionized Christmas, wow.
Yeah. Okay, a little ethnocentric.
All right, and because he just cut me off, we'll head over to... We'll say hello to Kyle at Blue Metropolis. Kyle, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, okay. Not so great now, but okay.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it was a bit ethnocentric, and I don't want to be in an ethnocentric podcast.
Okay, happy holidays. Is that better, Kyle? Happy holidays.
Merry Hanukkah to all our Jewish followers. Isaac. I can't think of anyone else, but...
Isaac Belota just got name dropped on the E5 podcast. We're crossing over with Blue Jays Plus now.
Boy, is Remy Jewish?
What? David. I'm pretty sure
he is.
I think everybody from Blue Jays Plus is Jewish. Like, I know Gideon Turk's Jewish.
Yeah, maybe I should go over there.
Yeshiva.
Okay, so Kyle...
If you're going, I'm coming with you.
Kyle will no longer be joining us on the E5 podcast. He'll be joining Blue Jays Plus.
they're a lot more popular than us, so...
All right, well, that concludes our episode today.
Yes, they
Thank
are.
Thank you very much.
We're out, okay.
All right, in all seriousness, our last and not least person on the podcast is... Tristan at Shift Evil, how's it going?
I might be the least, actually. I'm pretty close.
I didn't want to say it, but... And Tristan, you haven't changed your ad handle in like about a month now, so...
I do have a new Twitter account, though.
Oh, God. I'm not even going to mention that. We're just going to hop right into the show, because today, Jeff Sullivan over at Fangraphs, at @based_ball on the Twitters, wrote an article, and what he did is he looked at Marcus Stroman's sinker. And he, in the past, I think it was since 2008, looked at everybody who threw a sinker, and what he did was he narrowed it down to people who had vertical break within a half inch of Marcus Stroman's, and also had a horizontal break within a half inch of Marcus Stroman's. And only one person showed up on that list of the sinkers, and that person was Roy Halladay. Yeah.
Zoo with Roy, your boy.
Isn't crazy enough. We're comparing him to Halladay now, which, I mean, like, it's January and I'm all for doing that, but
I'm actually worrying. It's 9:30 on like the middle of winter on a Wednesday night, and I'm wearing a Blue Jays jersey in bed recording a podcast. That's how psyched I am for baseball right now. I'm like,
we all got jerseys like over the past like 2-3 weeks, didn't we?
I've gone.
I've had my jersey since the summer. I haven't bought anything recently.
Oh, okay, shut up.
The JSOP online has a really shitty selection.
Dang.
In my honest opinion.
Also overpriced.
Do you guys think Marcus Stroman should be our opening day starter?
Yes, I've been saying that since October, and I don't think it's...
That's obvious, right?
Even if he throws four-seam fastball instead of a sinker, he's still probably our best pitcher.
Not only
like Hutchinson. Yeah. Hutchinson's all over the place. What's his name? Like, we're going to have, like, Marco Estrada? Oh. He's a thing now? Like, seriously?
I think he's a thing.
R.A. Dickey's, like, forever, like, average. Mark Burley is good, but he's not Marcus Stroman. I'll tell you that much. He's not Marcus Stroman.
He's a good, like, 2-3 pitcher, right?
Yeah. Burley is a good pitcher who will give you 200 innings. R.A. Dickey is a good pitcher who will give you 200 innings. Marcus Stroman, on the other hand, he has the potential to, like, go that extra mile, you know?
He could be the best pitcher of all time.
Okay, let's not go that far.
He is the we have clarified that he is the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So.
No. He's the second coming of our Lord and Savior Roy Halladay.
This is why we can't have nice things, guys.
As long as he doesn't walk as many people as Nolan Ryan, I think we could say that he's better than Nolan Ryan.
Okay, you know what? This is how we lose credibility, Tristan.
Yeah. Well, right now, people listen to this podcast and they are judging us. People are judging us right now.
But, like, I can't wait. Like, you know, well, some people think, you know, he's going to, I don't want to say regress, but, like, people, like, think that he's not going to do, like, as well as, you know, we're expecting him to, right? And, I mean, it can go either way, right? Because at times he's looked, you know, like, unstoppable, right? So, it should be
Although
fun.
Although the times he has looked stoppable. There was a couple outings in Yankee Stadium where the poor kid could not buy a damn strike on the outside corner.
Part of that's due to Deonna Navarro.
Yeah, that's one thing that Jeff Sullivan brought up in the article as well, is that he pitched, like, he was, like, kicking some serious ass with a sinker with
a lazy catcher.
Such as Deonna Navarro.
With a league worst frame.
To put it lightly, a little bit overweight and lazy. And
hey.
I'm sorry, Richard. I'm sorry I have to do this to you. Right? And to whoever the person is who runs that at Not Navarro account, I really apologize if I'm offending you in any way, shape, or form. No. So if you take Russell Martin and you put him in the role of catching Marcus Stroman, like this thing can go like 0 to 100.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Richard.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find a new host.
It's using that 100 emoji so much this season.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna get 100 pitch.
Wasn't one of the things Navarro was very bad at was framing lower pitches, right?
Yeah.
And Marcus Stroman having a sinker. So Russell Martin could really lend a helping hand.
I think Russell Martin is gonna lend a helping hand to him, to Drew Hutchison. Yeah, this is gonna be a good baseball season. I'm not saying the Blue Jays are gonna make the playoffs. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Marcus Kershaw.
Marcus
Roman.
Please.
Marcus Anthony.
Okay, I'm just gonna. I'm not trying to like imply anything here, but the last five letters of Marcus Roman's last name are the same my name. So I mean. The strip kind of writes itself.
Are you saying that you guys are going to get married?
No. I'm just saying, you know, the name Roman has a rich history of greatness, including hosting a baseball podcast. And I'm just saying.
So he's going to, like, host a baseball podcast?
Yeah, I'm
realizing it's now fate for somebody who has Ottoman Empire ancestry to take Marcus Stroman deep in Game 7 of the World Series now.
Oh shit! I didn't think of that. Okay, I guess that analogy just went down the drain.
Well, there are no black people in Rome either.
There were slaves brought over from Africa, weren't there?
Well, I guess like Italians are already fairly dark skinned. Like they're tan.
My dad gets mistaken for Arab at the airport all the time. Like they once seriously, we were at the airport, we were going to Calgary. They opened up a separate line in security. They're like, "Oh, you guys can come this way." He's like, "You guys can come this way." This week at E5 Podcast, we talked about religion, race, and airport security.
What's his name?
My dad's name.
Your dad's name.
Fabio. And they're like, oh, Fabio. They see him, they're like, oh, he looks Arab. We're going to make a new line for him because he's probably a terrorist. Yo. And that's what the fine people at the Ottawa International Airport do. That's their job.
Wow.
Yeah, as I was saying, let's talk a little bit about, what else are we talking about this
Okay, episode? So Marcus Stroman plus Russell Martin equals great things.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ERA might kind of regress a little bit, but the FIP, though. That FIP should be at a level that is both respectable.
What about his WRC plus?
Kyle. When will you learn, young Kyle TS?
Don't say my name on air, please.
I think I would FIP Marcus Stroman.
What?
Wait, what?
I would FIP Marcus Stroman.
You would FIP Marcus Stroman.
Or he could FIP me. Whichever way he rolls.
Hey, this is the point in the podcast where our parents stop listening. They're like, you know what?
This is so much better than Blue Jays Plus. Like,
no, it's not.
To us, it's funny.
And they're probably, if anybody from Blue Jays Plus is listening to this, I follow most of you guys on Twitter. You guys are great. I really apologize if you feel offended in any way by our comments. We're just trying to make it.
I think, actually, Mark Burley will be helped out a lot by Marcel Martin. Just because, like,
oh yeah.
Well, you know what? One thing I think is going to happen is that Mark Burley is going to be pitching to Deonna Navarro.
Oh, really?
The pair worked together well last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if Martin takes a day at DH whenever Burley comes around, because I think Burley spoke highly of Deonna Navarro last year.
But do you think that Navarro will like almost not be a full-time DH, but get a lot of DH time?
Well, no. Deonna Navarro should not be the DH. He doesn't have the bat that warrants.
Nor does Justin Smoke, but...
Yeah, we got to add somebody there. We still got some work to do, boys. We got to assemble this team.
How about?
Pause.
Ichiro
is Russell Martin going to catch Ari Dickey?
If Ichiro is the DH, I will actually jump off a bridge.
Like, no, don't DH him, but put him in left field sometimes or center field.
Yeah,
you can give.
I am all for this, for signing Ichiro Suzuki to like a 1 year, like $4 million contract, and just have him out there. He can almost be like a passable Anthony Gose.
Yeah, but and then you could, against lefties, you can just insert Valencia in a DH or something.
Yeah, but we can't start Ichiro at DH because he can't hit.
That's true.
Like, his WRC Plus has been on the decline the past few years.
Okay, I just want to put this out there that Roman said that Ichiro can't hit.
No, Ichiro can hit, except he has Sukumunari Kawasaki.
No,
can hit, but it's for a shit ton of singles.
Well, yeah, he's getting old now, but let's remember that this guy has a career 320.
Yes, he does. 320. Last year, he was not a good hitter.
Pretty sure he won a game pretty late in his career. So,
just one
Tristan,
game.
Tristan.
Small sample size. Keep living in small sample size.
Low-key throwing shade at somebody on Twitter who we will not name by name.
I just...
Should he be listening? You know who you are. Okay, here, I'm going to...
Russell Martin going to catch Ari Dickey?
Yes.
He wants to, but...
If Josh Tolley is still on this roster...
Sort of Aaron Sebia, but I mean...
No, but if he's still on this team, come like... And a spring training, Joshua Tolley. Like, that fan club, man. Like, they just gotta chill.
Okay. We have to stop calling out people in this episode.
Do you think Deonna Navarro would be okay with not being the starting catcher on this team and playing a backup role?
I think he thinks he deserves to start somewhere.
Yep. I think they promised him that too, right?
And I think he could start somewhere. He was starting for us last year.
So let's trade Arizona for relief help.
But Arizona's not looking for a catcher anymore, according to GM Dave Stewart.
That's a lie.
Did you guys do you guys know what he said? 2 days ago, he implied that Shields will take a pay cut in order to play for the Diamondbacks because they're one of the rare real teams left. So. There are a lot of fake teams out there. I'm not sure how they're fake, but according to GM Stewart, you know, I don't think they believe in fancy stats in Arizona.
Well, that's good, because then we have a
have
some players we can sell them.
They also suck. Maybe that's why.
Exactly.
Do you guys think maybe it's a possibility that James Shields reject the $110 million offer? Was a Blue Jays offer and he rejected that.
Is that because the Blue Jays wouldn't give somebody over $20 million.
That's true.
They would not, like, I would bet my every penny that has been accumulated to my name in my first 16 years of existence, I would bet that all saying the Toronto Blue Jays do not offer James Steele $110 million.
Okay, you're so young.
Wait, how much would they, how much do you think they give him? How many years first?
I believe it was 5, correct?
Yeah, it was 5.
So that'd be $22 million a year? Yeah, no, it's not happening.
I would give him like 500.
I would, but the thing is, there's these people called Rogers Communications, and they are stingy.
These people.
It's also the fact that he can't win big games.
Big Game James!
But that's a small sample size. That's very small sample size.
He got the name Big Game James back in like 2007 in Tampa when they had never made the playoffs before.
Well, supposedly
he gave it to himself.
Wilner refers to himself like in the third person.
Yeah, no, that's what Wilner said.
Post-game interviews?
I think that's like Jamal McGlure, how he probably made up his nickname the Big Cat.
I wish I played basketball before Karl Malone, because I want the nickname the mailman.
Also,
I guess I want that nickname.
And always deliver.
Okay, I guess we're going to... Okay, Tristan is now the postman. He is at postman on Twitter.
Please don't encourage him.
All right, what else do we got on the show today? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about jerseys for some reason.
Yes.
Because Kyle has been talking about jerseys every day for the past.
It's been rather annoying. If you...
I'm guessing.
What? You haven't been annoying at all.
Okay, fine. 2 weeks.
If you log onto the E5 Facebook chat, you'll just see Kyle like, oh,
for reasons
does this look real or fake? Yo, does this look real or fake? Yo.
Okay, stop. For reasons we can't get into, Kyle does not like spending money.
What?
See, okay. I get the joke.
Okay.
Rick doesn't get the joke, and Kyle's offended by the joke.
Okay, I do get the joke.
Would you rather spend $230 on a jersey or spend $50 on a jersey?
I'd rather spend $50, but you don't have to tell me about it. That's the thing.
But if the jersey looks good, then I'll spend $50. But if it looks like trash, I'd rather
spend $230.
Excuse me for thinking you guys are my friends.
I want
to share my Blue Jays endeavors with you.
And also, if you're spending $230 on a jersey, you're doing it wrong. Because I got the jersey I'm wearing now at like a regular retailer for $130.
Yeah, that's way too much money. I'm getting a real jersey tomorrow with no name on the back, but I'll get stitched. $40 I'm picking it up.
How much does it cost to get it stitched?
I think I $59 I got.
Okay, so that's $100.
Yeah.
My jersey costs $30 more than you, and I'll have to go get it off some woman on Kijiji.
No, yeah, but then I'll spend that extra $30 on another jersey.
Okay, I like where this is going. Or I can just buy, like, fake ones, like Rick.
I got mine for free, so.
Kyle also goes to a place online. Why don't you tell our esteemed listeners about your endeavors from a manufacturer
because the FBI will find them.
Yeah, I'm not going to promote any companies, but there are certain companies that may or may not sell jerseys that look fairly real for a very discounted price.
There are a lot of them.
They might take forever to get here, though.
Richard, sorry I wasn't done talking. Thanks. I got three jerseys for $100. Check it out on my Twitter. It was a very great experience.
And finally, reminder that the folks at E5 Podcast do not condone any illegal jersey selling that undermines of copyright.
This is a legal podcast.
Kyle said that so sinister.
Okay, so jerseys fake, as long as they look good, I'll buy it.
Right, and that's what we have come to the conclusion on this episode. What else we got today?
John A. McDonald. Nope, sorry, wrong. John McDonald.
Oh my god.
Johnny Mac.
And
Johnny Mac did a lot for the Blue Jays. He railroaded.
He was an alcoholic.
First prime minister.
But he did start the country.
Yes. Sorry.
And now he's retiring.
Wait, we're not talking about the prime minister.
Oh yeah, sorry, wrong podcast, Kyle.
Oh.
Oh my god, my early Canadian history podcast. Sorry, I get confused.
7 podcasts is tomorrow.
Yeah, we're talking.
Get your schedule straight.
We're talking about William Lyon Mackenzie. So tune in.
What just happened?
He was prime minister forever.
Yeah.
It was like 28 years.
Screw John McDonald.
That dude, he was crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. He also had, like, he had like seances.
No,
yeah, he would talk to his like dead mother, his dead dogs. He would like write in a journal.
He loved dogs, and he quit being a prime minister. And he's like, nah, I want to be back. And the candidate was like, okay.
No, you know, he left during the recession or during the Great Depression because he didn't want to deal with it.
What a guy.
No.
Right after R.B. Bennett or whatever. Then he came back and was like, I'm back.
Yeah, Richard Bedford Bennett. I did a project on him last
year.
The history classes.
Okay, so John McDonald, baseball player, longtime Blue Jay, is retired. Has retired.
Do you think the Blue Jays should put him on the level of excellence?
Oh, 100%.
No, I don't think they should.
Are you guys insane?
They should not.
Hear me out.
Jesus Christ.
Hear me out.
There are fan favorites, and then there are Blue Jays legends.
And that's saying, you know, we're going to have Munari Kawasaki on the level of excellence.
Exactly.
We're going to have 0-0 ace on the excellence. Jesus Christ, Kyle.
Do you think that's Stephen Tolleson should be on the level of excellence?
I'm pretty sure he hit a home run once, so yeah, he should be on the level of excellence.
Well, there you go.
I quit this podcast. Just a bed forever.
I'm being sarcastic, you fuck. Shut up.
Not.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to wish a very happy Hanukkah to our listeners, Danny Valencia and Kevin Pillar. Okay.
Our listeners.
All right, so if you like this E5 podcast, haven't helped you, you can listen to all our previous episodes on our SoundCloud page. Also, you can find them by following the link on our Twitter page. That's at E5 Podcast. And I would highly recommend following that so you can catch all the stuff we do.
What are you doing, Romany? Come on, wrap it up, man. Wrap it up.
Alright, and for Tristan at Shift Evil, Kyle at Blue Metropolis, Richard at Arlisam, I'm Roman at Bad News Shays, and we'll see you next time.